Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, generally speaking, people are far more cautious about posting pictures of kids on social media. And when they do, many will cover the face with an emoji. But does AI pose a danger to that? Could the AI remove the emoji? News Talk's tech correspondent and host of Tech Talk, Jess Kelly, is here to give you something else to worry about. Good afternoon, Jess.
Good afternoon.
An AI couldn't do that.
It can.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, thank you so much. Goodbye.
Yeah.
So look, there's a few different points here now. So, you know, there's a lot of talk about parenting. You guys have Joanna on every week, talk about parenting. We're now seeing this era of sharenthood.
Yeah.
Where parents feel obliged to post elements of their kids' lives online. And as you said, very often they'll either pop an emoji over the face, or what they will do is blur the face. There's an awful lot of very easy to use tools ingrained in pretty much every smartphone now. The fear factor is, so number one, AI, while it won't get the face of your child correct,
okay,
it can remove the emoji from the image. They will then have a pretty good outline of your child's, you know, body, torso, whatever's in the picture. And then using generative AI, they can, if they were so inclined, go about and get a Gen AI to create an image for the child. So it's not necessarily that they will see your child.
Mm.
It's more about the fact that the image, and there's an awful lot of information that can be garnered from an image that is shared of a child online, not necessarily just their face. I was reading up, right, and there are some studies and some research that's been done. By the age of 5, the average child has 1,500 photos online.
Oh, yeah.
Studies estimate that over 90% of kids in the US have a social media presence by the age of 2. And they're not obviously consenting to this.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's been a lot of work done in relation to some, like, understanding and predicting some elements of the fear factor that can come with this. And I'm not saying this to ruin anybody's day. And if you post about your kids online, you're not a bad parent. But I think this is one of the areas that when something nice happens, your instinct is to share it. So whether that is in the WhatsApp or online or whatever way you want to do it. But there's a few different issues here. So firstly, there's this thing called data broker profiling. So if you're posting a picture, even with your child at the back of their head, but in their hands, they have a pink bunny and your caption says, "She won't go to sleep without the pink bunny."
Mm.
Instantly, somebody sinister garners from that. There's a child, female, fond of the pink bunny. And they can build up this profile of your child to the point where, you know, when that child gets a bit older and they're engaging in social media themselves, somebody could engage with them and know a whole host of information. Think of the little breadcrumbs that we put about our families online.
Yeah.
And the fuller picture that that can build. It is massively concerning. So although people do think putting the emoji over the image kind of quashes that problem entirely, that's not the case. So, for example, if you were so inclined, you could use the magic eraser tool on Google. That comes as standard now on the Google Photos app. And you can remove, you can edit, you can alter elements within a picture. And the AI is so sophisticated that it can do it pretty well. Now, as I said, the AI won't obviously know the correct face to put in there. But as an example, I went to Copilot because I had nothing else to do today. And I said, can you draw up an image guessing what Sean Moncrief looked like when he was a baby?
Mm.
And it says, and this, my caption is actually better than the picture, but the caption says, "Here comes a playful image of baby Sean Moncrief, complete with a sparkle of mischief and maybe a cheeky little charm. Let's see what baby brilliance might have looked like." And I have to say, they got your eyes pretty bang on.
Yeah.
Like,
that's a cute baby. Cuter than me as a baby, I've got to say.
Very cute.
Yeah.
Now, it wouldn't do me for, I think I broke the internet when I asked it to do one for me. But the point here, though, is that if you are someone who documents your life, so if you've got yourself and your partner and you share images quite widely online, the AI would be able to make a pretty good guesstimate of what your child might look like.
Mm.
There's also that, you know, the scraping of the data and the building of who and what they are, where they go to school. You know, I saw it last week online quite a bit when kids were finishing for school for summer. So many people were posting pictures of the kids in their uniforms by the front door doing the first day of school, last day of school posts.
Yeah.
Now, from that image, I could get the number of the house, the colour of the house. if I was arsed, I could reverse engineer the image and try and find out whereabouts it is, pinpointing where you live. I could get the school crest. I could see, again, if there were toys, school bags, all that kind of information. You can build up a pretty comprehensive picture. And I know it's an awful thing to think, but you have to have it in your mind that these people do exist. There's another stat that kind of made me sit up a bit straighter, and it's that by 2030, this thing of sharenting, so sharing your kids online, is going to play a role in 2/3 of identity fraud in the United States. Because the fraudsters will be able to go through the parents' archive online and figure out things like the date of birth, where they went to school, the mother's maiden name, all of the information that we use to protect our identity is being shared. You have parents who are sharing the scans, the sonograms and the like, all of that information is being shared. So before a baby is even born, there's an online presence there. And that is sharing information. And so while people do think that placing the emoji is actually nothing really to do with it. Yes, you are, you know, preventing us, the public, from seeing what colour eyes they have or the shape of their nose or how wide their smile is. But it's all of the other information that is being shared that is actually more valuable and could potentially do more damage.
Yeah. You're not showing their face, but you're inadvertently telling them where they live, where they go to school, what age they are and their date of birth and multiple other pieces of information.
Yeah. And what's then happening is they're being left to inherit these digital lives that have already been set out for them by their parents. And I think it is something that we need to be a bit more mindful of. It doesn't mean you don't talk about your family, because obviously if you've got kids, it's a huge part of who and what you are. But you just need to give serious consideration to what you're showing. If you're posting it so that the grandparents or the aunts and uncles or whatever can see it, do small things like sending them on the WhatsApp group, or if it's on Instagram, using the close friends circle when you're posting pictures of your kids. Try, like I said this the other day in a different context, but just for pig iron, sit down tonight and do Google yourself. Google yourself and then Google your partner's name, and then Google yourself and Google kids. And it's weird the things that other people have searched about you, but also it's really worth seeing what images you have shared and what information you have shared that is publicly available. Because we're not just talking about human actors here, we're also talking about AI. So AI is scraping all of these social platforms and again, building up profiles of who and what we are, who lives with us, what they do, what they're interested in. All of that information is incredibly beneficial. And kids obviously aren't old enough to consent to be part of this. The New York Times did a fantastic series about 5 years ago where they showed parents of varying ages from 5 to 19. The kids were talking to the parents about, why did you put that picture up for me? And the parents were doing it as a, oh, we were on a great family vacation and we all looked so happy. Mm. And the kids were like, well, I'm at a swimming pool. I don't have a shirt on and you didn't ask me and I don't want that out there. And so the experts would say, if your kid is 4 years or older, you should ask them before you share something. Now, they won't understand the consequences of saying yes or no, but it's normalizing that conversation and involving them in that conversation. We're seeing it. I've seen it myself with, you know, my nieces and nephews. If I take my phone out, my niece, who's now 10, will go, you put your phone away. So we're seeing them having more influence and using their voice. And we need to encourage that, because you don't want your kids inheriting this huge digital life that they then, as they get older, going for job interviews, or maybe they're going to be the next president when they're older, and they then have to worry about scraping all this information back from the internet archives. It's incredibly difficult to do. It's very time consuming. So the best thing you can do as a parent is take an extra beat before you share something. Do you really need to share it? What information is visible? It's not just about the face. It's everything else. It's the context. It's the comments. It's all of the picture that can be built up from sharing one single post.
Now, just going back to the AI can kind of extrapolate what a child's face might look like. Can anyone do that in the sense, can you just like look up an AI and say, do this for me?
Yeah. So you
don't need any great like computing skills.
No. So you can go to, now, what it does do is it's very cautious about creating images of famous people. So if you asked it to create an image of, say, Leonardo DiCaprio's kid, yeah, if he had a kid, what would it look like? They don't like extrapolating or putting stuff out there about super famous people, because then you're getting into the space of deep fakes.
Yeah.
That's on the good platforms. There's a whole host of other platforms that exist that will do it in a heartbeat. I've been playing around with some that are a little bit more sinister and in that dark space. So they can do that. But if you wanted to go on to whether it's Copilot or Gemini or whatever, you can upload images and you can say, if these two people had a kid, what would it look like? I guarantee you, people listening to this now, if you're on Facebook, you will have seen ads for software like this as you're scrolling through your feed. They're being put out there. There's also, there was a filter, I think it was on TikTok a few years ago, and everybody was doing it, of the old person filter of like, what did you look like as a baby? What will you look like when you're 80? All of that information is training AI to identify what people will look like and to correlate it. Like, again, within my Google Photos, I can search for your name. We've worked together for 16-ish years now. I have many pictures of you from over the years. I can go into my Google Photos right now, search your name, and every picture that has ever been taken and is stored within my Google Photos will come up because it knows your face.
Yeah.
Even if you're in the background of an image and you're turned to the side. So this, like, the AI is there and it's utilizing our images. And it can. That's the whole point with this new wave of AI that's gotten everybody very excited, is the generative AI aspect of this. So we need to be pretty eyes wide open about it.
My God, that's terrifying. Now, a family group on WhatsApp, is that safe?
Yeah. So that is end-to-end encrypted.
Yeah.
So that means that if I send you a picture, I can see it and you can see it.
Mm.
WhatsApp can't see it. Nobody can infiltrate that. It's literally just locked between my phone and your phone. The issue is, what do you do? So if I send you an image, I'm sending it to you, only you and I can get it. But what do you do with the image when I send it to you? Do you put it up onto your Instagram or your Facebook or whatever?
Yeah.
Do you put it into a Google Drive that has the password 1234? Are you putting some of those quirky filters on just for the crack? We need to, again, remember that our data is the most important and most valuable thing that we have. And so you are kind of similar to dog poo. You're trying to set a precedence, create new norms. Social media has been around for two decades now, and we're still trying to navigate the issue of when, where, and why we're posting things. Communion and confirmation season is just over.
Yeah.
And again, all of my social feeds were flooded, not just with the kids of friends, but their entire class.
Mm. Yeah.
And so you're not making a decision for you, you're making it for everyone else.
As somebody texted in to say, a lot of schools post photos of young kids in social media.
Yep, they do. And they.
So that's not illegal for them to do that.
No, but what they do need to do is get consent of parents. So if your kid is starting in junior infants, or maybe it's already happened if they're in NINRA or creche or whatever it may be, but one of the forms and the boxes that you tick and sign is if you consent to, firstly, photographs being taken, and then secondly, that they're shared on social media. Now, I have noticed, and again, this is just the age that my sister's kids are at now, but a lot of those school social platforms are public.
Yeah.
Now, what they will do is they will place the emoji over the faces of the kids whose parents didn't consent, but all of the other kids are visible in the picture.
Mm. It strikes me as well that there's probably far more of an awareness of that now. But say 10 years ago, when people had, you know, would have used Facebook more,
yep,
there's probably dormant Facebook accounts full of this stuff.
Oh, 100%. And that's why doing that audit thing of sitting down tonight for 10 minutes and just Googling yourself is worth doing, because you might have even forgotten that you put it up there. You know, think about even before Facebook, Bebo. Like, think about me as a 15-year-old. Like, those images are sitting on a server somewhere. So unless you go about cleaning up the footprint and getting rid of it, it doesn't mean you have to delete everything. You can go into Facebook and download your entire archive, and you can store it securely in an encrypted cloud and it's safe. But do you really need that information out in the world?
Yeah. It's, yeah, and that's the thing. Is it relatively easy to put the beast back in the box once you've had a look?
Yes and no, in that I love being vague. Yeah. So what you can do is you can absolutely go on, download your archive and then delete it, right? Delete it from the public server. Now, Facebook will say that content that is deleted, some of the content that's deleted may remain in their servers. The only way to ensure full deletion is by deleting your account. So that's one thing to bear in mind. Mm. The other thing as well, like it goes back to a point I made a second ago, you don't know what's already been done with the information.
Yeah, because it's public and people could have downloaded a lot of that stuff already.
You just don't know.
Crikey.
You're welcome.
One texter says, I don't share any photos of my daughters online, but it's almost impossible to stop my friends and family from sharing pictures they take. You really make to feel like an over-the-top parent when you refuse. This is kind of like your dog poo comparison is kind of apt here in that it's not a societal norm still to say, please don't take pictures of my children and certainly don't put them on social media.
Yeah.
That sounds a bit, oh God, you're just being overcautious.
Yeah, and I've seen this in practice myself, and it does take a bit of resolve to not say, would you get lost, they're my kids. But you are doing the right thing. Again, the kids aren't old enough to consent. You, the parent, have to be their advocate. It should be accepted that what you say goes. Unfortunately, some people just get weird about it. Apparently, experiences don't exist unless they were posted online.
Jen, Jess, thanks for coming in
to
talk to us today. I just want to get, I want to abandon the show now and hit my social media now for hours on end.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.